Chapter 2. Then up he sprung, and with his knife, he let out jeering Johnny's life. Yes, there, at set of sun. The slant ray through the window nigh gilded John's blood and glazing eye, ere scarcely motherly and I knew that the deed was done. X, the taverns tell the gloomy tale, how that at Ivolchester jail my love, my sweetheart swung, though stained till now by no misdeed save one horse tan in time o' need. Blue Jimmy stole right many a steed ere his last fling he flung. Zy, thereoft I walked the world alone, alone. On his death day I gave my groan, and dropped his dead-born child. 'Twas nigh the jail, beneath a tree, none tending me, for Mother Lee had died at Glaston, leaving me unfriended on the wild. Zy, and in the night as I lay weak, the leaves a falling on my cheek, the red moon low declined the ghost of him, I died to kiss rose up and said, H, tell me this. Was the child mine, or was it his? Speak, that I rest may find. Z, oh doubt not, but I told him then, that I had kept me from all men, since we joined lips and swore. Whereat he smiled, and thinned away as the wind stirred to call up day. .. is past. And here alone I stray haunting the western moor. Notes. End whistle stanza if. .. the highness and dryness of Wind Whistle Inn was impressed upon the writer 2 or 3 years ago, when, after climbing on a hot afternoon to the beautiful spot near which it stands and entering the inn for tea, he was informed by the landlady that none could be had, unless he would fetch water from a valley half a mile off, the house containing not a drop, owing to its situation. However, a tantalizing row of full barrels behind her back testified to a wetness of a certain sort, which was not at that time desired. Marshall's Elm stands a vi. So picturesquely situated, is no longer an inn, though the house, or part of it, still remains. It used to exhibit a fine old swinging sign. Blue Jimmy stanza X was a notorious horse stealer of Wessex in those days, who appropriated more than 100 horses, before he was caught, among others one belonging to a neighbor of the writer's grandfather. He was hanged at the now demolished Ivolchester or Ilchester jail above mentioned, that building formerly of so many sinister associations in the minds of the local peasantry, and the continual haunt of fever, which at last led to its condemnation. Its site is now an innocent-looking green meadow. April 1902. The two Rosalinds. The dubious daylight ended, and I walked the town alone, unminding whither bound, and why, as from each gaunt street and gaping square a mist of light ascended and dispersed upon the sky. Two files of evanescent faces passed each other without heeding, in their travail, teen, or joy, some in void unvisioned listlessness inward with pallid traces of keen penuries annoy. Three nebulous flames in crystal cages leered, as if with discontent at city movement, murk, and grime, and as waiting some procession of great ghosts from bygone ages to exalt the ignoble time. IV, in a colonnade high lighted, by a thoroughfare where stern utilitarian traffic dinned, on a red and white emblazonment of players and parts, I cited the name of Osseland. V, and her famous mates of her den, who observed no stricter customs than the season's different spade, who lived with running brooks for books in nature's wildwood garden, and called idleness their trade. Vi, now the poster stirred an ember still remaining from my ardors of some 40 years before, when the selfsame portal on an eve it thrilled me to remember a like announcement for. Via, and expectantly I had entered, and had first beheld in human mold a Rosalind woo and plead, on whose transcendent figuring my speedy soul had centered as it had been she indeed. .. via, so, all other plans discarding, I resolved on entrance, bent on seeing what I once had seen, and approached the gangway of my earlier knowledge, disregarding the tract of time between. X, he words, sir, cried a creature hovering mid the shine and shade as twixt the live world and the tomb, but the well-known numbers needed not for me a text or teacher to revive and reillume. X, then the play. But how unfitted was this Rosalind? A mammoth quite to me, in memories nursed, and with chilling disappointment soon I sought the street I had quitted, to reponder on the first. Zai, the hag still hawked, I met her just without the colonnade. Oh, you don't like her, sir? Said she. I was once that Rosalind. I acted her none better, yes, in 1863. Zai, thus I won Orlando to me in my then triumphant days, when I had charm and maidenhood, now some 40 years ago. I used to say, come woo me, and she struck the attitude. Zia, it was when I had gone there nightly, and the voice, though raucous now, was yet the old one. Clear as noon my Rosalind was here. There on the band within side lightly beat up a merry tune. A Sunday morning tragedy, circa 186. I bore a daughter flower fair, in Pital Vale, alas for me. I joyed to mother one so rare, but dead and gone I now would be. Men looked and loved her as she grew, and she was one, alas for me. She told me nothing, but I knew, and saw that sorrow was to be. I knew that one had made her thrall, a thrall to him, alas for me. And then, at last, she told me all, and wondered what her end would be. She owned that as he had loved too well, unhappy she, and bore a secret time would tell, though in her shroud she'd sooner be. I plotted to her sweetheart's door in Pital Vale, alas for me. I pleaded with him, pleaded sore, to save her from her misery. He frowned, and swore he could not wed, 7 times he swore it could not be. Poverty's worse than shame, he said, till all my hope went out of me. I've packed my traps, to sail the main roughly he spake, alas diddy Wessex beholds me not again, 'tis worse than any jail would be. There was a shepherd whom I knew, a subtle man, alas for me. I sought him all the pastures through, though better I had ceased to be. I traced him by his lantern light, and gave him hint, alas for me, of how she found her in the plight that is so scorned in Christendi. Is there an herb? ? I asked. Are none? Yes, thus I asked him desperately. There is, he said, a certain one. Would he had sworn that none knew he? Tomorrow I will walk your way, he hinted low, alas for me. Fieldwards I gazed throughout next day. Now fields I never more would see. The sunset shine, as curfew struck beyond the lee, lit his white smock and gleaming crook, while slowly he drew near to me. He pulled from underneath his smock the herb I sought, my curse to be at times I use it in my flock, he said, and hope waxed strong in me. 'Tis meant to balk ill motherings. Why should they be? If not, would God have sent such things? So spoke the shepherd unto me. That night I watched the poplin brew, with bended back and hand on knee. I stirred it till the dawnlight grew, and the wind whiffled willfully. This scandal shall be slain, said I, that lours upon her innocency. I'll give all whispering tongues the lie, but worse than whispers was to be. Here's physic for untimely fruit, I said to her, alas for me, early that morn in fond salute, and in my grave I now would be. Next Sunday came, with sweet church chimes in Pital Vale, alas for me. I went into her room bedums. No more may such a Sunday be. Mother, instead of rescue nigh, she faintly breathed, alas for me, I feel as I were like to die, and underground soon, soon should be. From church that noon the people walked in twos and threes, alas for me, showed their new raiment, smiled and talked, though sackcloth clad I longed to be. Came to my door her lover's friends, and cheerily cried, alas for me, right glad are we he makes amends, for never a sweeter bride can be. My mouth dried, as 'twere scorched within, dried at their words, alas for me. More and more neighbors crowded in, oh why should mothers ever be? Ha ha! Such well-kept news! Laughed they, yes so they laughed, alas for me. Whose bands were called in church today? Christ, how I wish my soul could flee. Where is she? Oh, the stealthy miss, still bantered they, alas for me, to keep a wedding close as this. A, fortune worked thus wantonly. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.